Hey, Jim Hoffman here from EMS Office Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. Okay, new feature here for Monday Minutes. I'm going to try to add these quick videos maybe once a month, maybe a little bit more frequent depending upon feedback that I get on it. But what I want to do is kind of focus on specific topics that you can use right away. Take this information and use it as a study tool for exam taking, as a resource to even help refresh your memory and maybe even further enhance your knowledge in a specific area. These are really quick little nuggets of information, and I hope that you can use it in a way that will help you better treat your patients and be aware of what's going on with your patients. So feel free to edit out the beginning of this audio. If you want to download it and use it offline, that's fine. Just, you know, you can edit out this beginning and just get right to the meat and potatoes of what we're going to talk about. So the first one I'm going to try to do here is on the nervous system. Again, real quick information, but hopefully this will help you recognize some things that might be going on with patients that you come in contact with. So the nervous system, what is it? Well, it controls the involuntary and voluntary movement. It's made up of the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. You've got your nerve cells, your neurons, your cell body, which is your soma, the dendrites. Dendrites receive impulses, okay? Axons. Axons carry impulses away. So keep those two things in mind. Dendrites, axons. Dendrites receive, axons carry. Synapse. This is the region that surrounds the point of contact between two neurons or between a neuron and its effector organ. You've got your sensory nerves, and these transmit back to the brain, and your motor nerves transmit towards the muscles. Nerve impulses are carried by changing that electrical charge of the cell. Many of us have heard of the sodium, potassium, calcium ions, the pumps. And what this is you get your sodium, potassium, and calcium ions that move in and out of the cells, changing their charge. The resting state of the cell, that's when it's polarized. The nerve impulse hits the cell, it becomes depolarized. Impulse moves on from the cell, and that is when the cell is repolarized. Central nervous system, it consists of the brain, your spinal canal, and the meninges and cerebral spinal fluid. Now, the brain consists of the cerebrum, the diencephalon, the brainstem, and the cerebellum. Now, the diencephalon also includes the hypothalamus, the thalamus, and the pituitary. The brainstem, this also includes the medulla. Medulla controls heart rate, breathing, vasodilation, vomiting, swallowing. Your pons is also in the brainstem. This controls sleep and respirations. And you also in the brainstem is the midbrain. And this is the exit where the cranial nerves exit the brain. Then again, your cerebellum after that and your spinal canal. Spinal canal comes through the foramen magnum down to the second lumbar vertebrae. Now, the meninges and the cerebral spinal fluid, this is three layers, and it covers the brain and the spinal cord. It's the dura mater, the arachnoid membrane, and the pia mater. Important note here, the arachnoid membrane and the pia mater, this is where you got your CSF, or your cerebral spinal fluid, is circulating between the arachnoid membrane and the pia mater. Real quick, just to kind of finish this up, we're going to just talk about the autonomic nervous system. I get a lot of emails, a lot of questions on this, something that people seem to stress out a little bit on. And what the autonomic nervous system does, it regulates the involuntary activities, things like your heart, smooth muscle, and it's divided into the two divisions. And we know what the two divisions are, right? Your sympathetic, your parasympathetic. So your sympathetic, what is that? We all know that's the fight or flight, the tachycardia, the raising blood pressure, the nervous system, the release of epinephrine and norepinephrine. Then your parasympathetic, this is the calming down. You get the nausea, the vomiting, the fainting, sometimes abdominal stress, your acetylcholine release, alpha receptors, your beta 1, beta 2, being also being affected, where you got your bronchodilators, getting sort of a strength in your and contraction and increase in the heart rate, things like that. So this is just sort of an overview again of the nervous system. Can't get too much into it in a 5-minute audio, but I hope you can take this audio, sort of use it as an additional review tool to help you with identifying key areas and key things you might see in your patients as far as their presentation, as far as what you might see and according to where their injury or area of the center of the nervous system might be affected, and also considering the drugs that you might be giving the patient, what it might do, how it might affect what's going on, and what you might see when you give certain drugs to patients and what the reactions might be. So listen, I hope you can use these Monday minutes. I'm hoping to follow up with some more specific laser targeted type topics like this that you can take and use as a useful tool to help you review. As always, if you have any Monday minutes of your own, be sure to drop me a line. It's Jay Hoffman at EMS-safety.com. Until next Monday, as always, Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.